Welcome back to the Business News Hour, Week in Review here on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Thanks for being with us. By the way, you want to reach out to us, we do monitor Twitter at IOB_NewsHour before, during, and after the broadcast. That's at IOB_NewsHour. Let's get started. This past week, Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, was out making a tour in Iowa. Garcetti, a Democrat, says he's in the state to support other Democratic candidates and not running for president in 2020. Yesterday, Garcetti was in Waterloo. We caught up with him to ask about business, specifically immigrants and small business success.
Look, my grandfather was an immigrant from Mexico, and he opened up his own barber shop on a main street. Today in Los Angeles, 64% of our new businesses are opened up by immigrants, who are among the most entrepreneurial people in this country. In fact, if you're an immigrant, you're less likely to commit a crime. You're more likely to open a business than even those of us that are born here. And so we're doing a lot of work, especially in a global economy, all this talk about trade and fairness. I agree with that conversation, but the best way to get ahead is with people who have connections, who can sell American goods overseas, who are willing to put all that hard work and their limited capital on the line to open up a business where right now it says for rent. And cities across America are seeing that. At the same time, we're seeing a Washington that demonizes them. That seems un-American to go after the very folks that are investing in our country today and somehow making them the problem when they're part of the solution.
One of the things that we've been following in Los Angeles is how many individuals are taking existing storefronts, existing properties, and then turning those from welfare areas into progressive communities that are giving back to the tax base.
Absolutely. I mean, if you looked at the areas of South Los Angeles post the riots in 1992, those places were decimated. But we saw immigrant entrepreneurs who came in from Latin America, from Asian Pacific Island countries, and also some of the African American folks that were there on the ground who saw these empty storefronts. It can be native folks, but it does well when we don't exclude immigrants as well. And we're seeing some of the most prosperous parts of our city, including our downtown, rise from the ashes because of folks who have come to America, who want to be Americans, who want to invest in America, who want to have a piece of that American dream. And I think we will continue to grow as an economy as long as we keep them included.
Final question, Mr. Mayor. One of the things that you told the group today was about recidivism.
Yes.
And how that has changed in Los Angeles. Can you explain that?
Nothing stops somebody from recommitting a crime and going back to prison more than a job. In L.A., it's about a 65% chance that when you get out of jail or prison, you're going to go back. But when you have a job, that goes down to about 10%. And in our experience, we started a program that's given 400 jobs to folks as government employees to help clean up freeways, but full-time jobs, to be able to have benefits, have a pension. 1.6% recidivism rate. So it's cheaper for the taxpayer. We get a good workforce that's motivated. We've banned the box, which asks, have you ever been convicted of a felony? You can still do a background check when you offer somebody, but too many people weren't even getting the job interview 5, 10, 20 years after they paid their debt to society. And so we don't want to leave anybody behind, not only because it's the right thing to do, but it's a very expensive thing to do as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate it, and welcome to Iowa.
Great to be back here. Look forward to returning.